guys, before we get into this episode, I want to say a big thank you to all our listeners and subscribers. Your support means a lot to us. Keep spreading the word about Chasing the Grind, sharing it with your friends, so that we can even make a bigger impact. For this episode, we decided to shake things up a bit and embark on a wild adventure. We went to the mall and chatted with total strangers. Hope you enjoy this one.
Sex is good.
Okay, I don't think life is life because you're not connected.
Hey.
Welcome to Chasing the Grind. Are you chasing the grind?
Yes, I'm chasing the grind.
What grind are you chasing right now, sir?
African products and African artifacts.
African artifacts and African products?
Yes.
Okay, so right now I'm with you in your shop and it's amazing. What are your clientele? What are your customer base?
I'm actually at Accra Mall that we sell African things, which helps bring a lot of tourists into our shop to help patronize and fill the diaspora of our culture.
Okay, so that means most of the people who come into your shop are mostly foreigners or diaspora people.
Let's say 80%.
80% of them. And how do they view your products?
Actually, we are on social media. And by what people hear, by what people tell them,
that's what brings them in here.
Yeah.
But is this something you've always wanted to do?
No, I had wanted to be a nurse, but due to some challenges, I need to dive into something else before.
So you wanted to become a nurse?
Yeah.
Why did you want to become a nurse?
It is my dream. Job to do.
To help people, save people.
Like, yes.
That's what you want. Is that dream still there?
Oh, it's still there.
It's still there.
Yes.
So let's say in the next 2 years, 3 years, we will see Sarah becoming
maybe
a nurse.
At Colibri.
At Colibri. That's where you're targeting.
Yeah.
What school did you go to?
I went to Sweru School of Business.
You studied business?
Yes.
How is it I wanted to become a nurse and you studied business?
There are so many ways to kill a cat, so.
So, okay. There are so many ways to kill a cat.
Mm-hmm.
You chose the part of learning business.
Yes.
Wow. So maybe it's not surprising that you're right now doing business in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So you mentioned that it's one or two challenges. That's why you were not able to become a nurse.
Yes.
At the moment. What are some of the challenges?
Financial difficulties.
Yeah. Please explain further.
When I completed school,
yeah.
I wasn't having the means, so I need to, be doing something little to help get something to furthermore in my education.
So when you completed school, you were not having enough, you need to hustle to,
Yes.
So, I'm guessing you're living with your parents, or?
Sure.
What did they say about it?
They also want to support me, but the strength is not there, so.
Explain the strength is not there. Yeah, you have to.
Oh, Abby, I've already explained it.
The strength is not there,
money.
The money.
Yeah.
What should dad do? What's your mom doing?
Dad is a pensioner and mom sells in the market.
So that means your dad is old.
Yes.
And your mom is
old.
How many are you guys?
We three.
Yeah, number what?
Number one.
Oh, number one, I get it. you have to do the most grind.
Yeah.
You have to do the most grind.
Yeah.
You're the first person I'm speaking to who she's number one and she's doing the most grind. The first person I spoke to was he's number two, but he's grinding harder than his elder brother.
Okay.
Then you're doing amazing. What keeps you going, sir?
My determination, focus.
So that's what keeps you going.
Yes. With prayer.
Yeah.
Let's
get a little bit into prayer. How many times do you pray a day?
Oh, 2 times a day. Morning and evening, 2 times.
Do you think it's enough for it to help you reach your dream?
Sure.
How sure are you?
Without prayer.
You should pray yourself,
but sometimes you need to open
with
me.
That means with you praying 2 times a day is enough for you to reach your destiny.
Yeah.
What makes you believe in God? Because here's the case, you wanted to become a nurse, but because of one or two challenges, it's not been actualized, and you are doing business, selling African prints and African products here at Accra. And you still believe in God.
Yeah.
I want you to let me understand why you still believe in God. Because I believe when you believe in God, maybe He has done something for you.
Oh, for God, He has done so many things for us. Living or having breath is okay. It's a platform for
you. So you believe in God because you're still alive, there's hope for you.
Yeah.
That's why you believe in God.
Yeah.
How have you seen the hand of God in your life?
Oh, so many times. My mom became sick and we lost hope and stuff, but Yeah.
Your mom became sick.
Yes.
You lost hope.
Yeah.
And the Lord showed his power.
Sure.
So I want to be naive here. So God came from heaven and
No.
What did God do actually?
Oh, I think I prayed. We prayed, we fasted, we cried upon him. I mean,
so right now, let's, my colleague here is not well.
Mm-hmm.
Let me use him as the best example. He's not well. He's not well. Would you be able to fast and pray for him to be better?
Sure. There is power.
How many days do you think I should give you for you to do that for my colleague here?
It will depend on his faith, and I'm also my faith.
It depends on the faith?
Yeah.
So that means your mom's faith is
it's down. Kind of, yeah. Oh, attacked 2 hours. That made it possible.
But what was wrong with your mom and dad?
Actually, we don't know what happened, but you're ready. That's why. If
you
need
you don't know what happened, but when sickness comes, it just comes.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
What was your support system during that time? How did you go through?
We had no hope, but I mean, as a firstborn, yeah, you need to strive hard.
You need to strive hard.
Yeah.
But I want to understand what were some of the things you were doing. How were you surviving?
When we went to the hospital, it's like the doctors don't tell us what's wrong, so we need to, I mean, go to a prayer camp.
That means during that time with the mom's illness, it was running up and down.
Up and down, yeah.
At prayer camp.
Sure.
What prayer camp was that?
It's in Suhum, one of the best prayer camp.
What's your name, please?
It's called Apos. Apostolic Church, yes, yeah, some big prayer camp.
Wow, what a story. Anyway, then who was supporting you?
My boyfriend and, I mean, some help on social media made it possible for
so
us.
Your boyfriend was helping?
Yeah.
You got a good guy. All this coming, what do you think? What are you expecting?
Oh, nothing much from my boyfriend. Just, I mean, some small chilling be.
Like
it will be okay.
Small chilling, like how small is it? Because this is what's been with. How long was it when your mom was not well?
Let's say 4 or 5 years ago.
So you guys have been together for like 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this vows that you should be expecting something.
Or oh, something not from similar. Him, but from me to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what should he be expecting?
It's a surprise though.
It's a surprise. But let's say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised do you think he's going to be with a surprise?
Let's say 7.
I'm just imagining what you're going to give him. But what has vows day meant to you? What has vows day remember you?
Oh, bringing back memories to, I mean, the both of you. The love you shared and everything.
How has your vows days been in the past?
Very good.
What were some of the things you guys did together?
Oh.
What were some of the things?
Oh, going out for fun. I mean,
so when
how do you know that?
No, I don't know that. I don't have a girlfriend, so I don't know that. So when you
okay.
What are you guys doing for fun? Because birthday is coming. If I was mm-hmm. having a girlfriend, I would mm-hmm. like us to go for mountain climbing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We go out to the beach or to the pool, but drinking. Like,
you do a lot of stuff.
Even sex, care, we do it.
You are saying a lot of things. Drinking, mm-hmm. eating, and you know.
I mean, yeah. The sexing.
And that's it's very necessary.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the best thing you guys like to do best during birthday?
The sex.
The sex is the best thing you guys do during
sex birthday. Is good.
It's good. Okay. I like that. So, what would you say? Do you think it's very important for people to have a partner during birthday?
Sure.
How important is that?
I mean, Val's Day is not about maybe, let me say, the sex aspect, but I mean, showing love to each other more than you used to, I mean, be showing to each other.
What do you like best about your guy? Because if a guy has been with you during a hard time, like when your mom was going through, he has been able to support you throughout those days,
mm-hmm.
what do you think is the best thing you like about your boyfriend?
Being there for me always.
Being there for you always.
Yes.
So he's the kind of guy when he, like, he's in a travel and you say, babe, come home, you come home.
Oh, sure, he will.
I doubt you.
It's true.
What day was he born?
Sunday.
Oh, okay, so Sunday guys are carrying.
Yeah.
So that's nice. So before we end the show, we'd like to ask everybody what you think life is like if you are not connected. So if you don't come from a rich family, what do you think life is like?
Hey. Really, really, really difficult. You'll be stranded.
You'll be stranded.
Yeah.
Explain.
Like, you won't get hope to, I mean, to leave. Like, oh,
So that means if you're not connected in life, life is difficult.
Yes.
There is no hope.
There is no hope.
There is nobody to depend on.
No. Unless you stand on your feet. You shouldn't be. I mean, you have to stand strong.
So with you, you're saying you have to be strong.
Yes.
Be able to stand on your feet. Don't give up easily.
No.
What it means to you if you're not connected in this life.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I want you to let us know where you think people can find you. Maybe if somebody wants to come and buy something, where can they find you? So
they can find us, or they can find me at Accra Mall, shop number G12, Whiteley's Enterprise.
It's been nice talking to you.
It's a pleasure. And you.
Have a lovely day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So.